Tom. Canto 1, Chapter 6, Text 26. Together.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Namanyanantasya hata trapapatam kuyani badrani kritani chasmaran kampayatam tushtamanagataspiha kalam pratikshan vimadova matsara. Thus I began chanting the holy name and fame of the Lord by repeated recitation, ignoring all the formalities of the material world. Such chanting and remembering of the transcendental pastimes of the Lord are benedictory. So doing so, I traveled all over the earth, fully satisfied, humble, and non-envious. Purport. The life of a sincere devotee of the Lord is thus explained in a nutshell by Narada Muni by his personal example. Such a devotee, after taking initiation by the Lord or his bona fide representative, takes very seriously chanting of the glories of the Lord and traveling all over the world so that others may also hear the glories of the Lord. Such devotees have no desire for material gain. They are conducted by one single desire, to go back to Godhead. This awaits them in due course of time, in due course on quitting the material body. Because they have the highest aim of life, going back to Godhead, they are never envious of anyone, nor are they proud of being eligible to go back to Godhead. Their only business is to chant and remember the holy name, fame, and pastimes of the Lord, and according to personal capacity, to distribute the message for others' welfare without motive of material gain.
Om Gyanatimurandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Simate Mukti Vedanta Saminiti Namine. Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pastatya Desitarine Pancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Baye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare.
So we are hearing the narration of Suta Goswami explaining the history of the Srimad Bhagavatam in answer to the inquiries by the sages of Namisharanya, who asked how Srila Vyasadeva got his inspiration to compile the Srimad Bhagavatam and how he compiled that great literature. And therefore we've been listening to the description of Suta Goswami of how Vyasadeva met Narada Muni and was inspired to meditate on the absolute truth and then describe that realization, which is the Srimad Bhagavatam. Part of the story of how Vyasadeva became inspired was the direct instructions of Narada Muni in response to Vyasadeva's question, why am I despondent despite having compiled so many vast Vedic literatures, including the Vedanta Sutra and the Mahabharata? And Vyasadeva, Narada Muni directly told him, because you haven't sufficiently glorified Krishna. And then explained the deficiency of those writings which don't glorify Krishna, and the potency of those literatures which do glorify Krishna. And then he began to tell his personal life, his personal example, so that his disciple Vyasadeva can follow his personal example. And when you hear the activities of a great soul, they're meant for you to follow those activities and attain what he had attained. So Narada Muni attained liberation by this process of hearing Krishna's glories. Even he specifically heard the Srimad Bhagavatam from the Bhaktivedantas when he was at their ashram. And then at the beginning of this chapter, we see that Vyasadeva asks further questions. What happened after you met them? Because there was in the previous chapter, there was a short description of how Narada Muni became somewhat elevated to the point of initiation. He was serving the Bhaktivedantas and serving them and associating with them, which meant chanting and hearing Krishna's glories day and night, describes some of Narada Muni's quality, his obedience, his humility, his self-discipline, and how by those qualities he was able to track the mercy of the great souls who finally instructed him in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So in this chapter, Vyasadeva wanted to know, well, what happened after initiation? And then Narada Muni told the story how, because of his commitment and determination, how Krishna made this wonderful, made this arrangement to bring him closer to back to Godhead, and how by the influence of time, his mother was bitten by a snake, and then he took it as the indication and will of God to, you know, give up, basically to take sannyas, to give up material life and just like make a commitment. Then he began to wander. And it showed how this is the process. By our internal commitment in Krishna consciousness, then Krishna externally makes the arrangements for us to go back to Godhead. And how, after that commitment, after that initiation from the spiritual master, then one becomes extremely serious about Krishna consciousness. And it's that commitment and seriousness in Krishna consciousness which Krishna responds to by making the proper arrangements for us to go back to Godhead. So we saw that Narada Muni just like, he began to walk north fearlessly began to walk north. Just, the, you know, leaving all material protective agents, which Krishna had taken anyway, because he had such an affectionate relationship with his mother, and then his mother has left. His mother died. And how he just walked north, and he just had great strength, and how he was just, by depending on Krishna, he was actually experiencing that Krishna was the controller. Because he wasn't in any, Krishna put him in a position where he wasn't in any position to control anything himself. We're not in that position, but sometimes Krishna can put us in that position to make us realize it. And then he began to experience God's creation and how God was protecting him. Even though he stayed in the forest and he stayed in dark caves where there were dangerous snakes, and the forest where there was dangerous animals, and how Krishna provided everything. So he was gaining this strength of mind and purpose. And then after gaining this strength of mind and purpose, then he at one point stopped, and then he bathed with some cool water. And when he bathed with that cool water, he felt refreshed. Prabhupada said that in God's creation, everything's provided for you, for your Krishna consciousness. And then, according to what he had heard from the Bhakti Vedantas, in other words, with his fixed up intelligence, he began to control his mind and meditate. And due to his previous credits of service and determination, he actually came to the point where he was qualified to meditate. And by that determination, by great mercy, Krishna appeared to him. And then he went through this mystical experience where all his senses became separately enlivened in the service of the Lord. It seems like there was a tinge of prema there. And then he became so overwhelmed in that ecstasy, and then Krishna disappeared, and then he felt like this great lack, because when you see the form of the Lord, we're looking for something to satisfy us in terms of forms, but that's the ultimate form. Like if we were blind, we'd be very depressed because we like to see so many forms. He actually saw the most perfect form, which surcharged his senses with complete overwhelming satisfaction. And then it was taken, putting him into a mood of deep separation. And then he began to meditate again. He stood up, you know, hey Radhe, Vrajadeva, K, Chalalite, hey Nanda Suno, Kuta, where are you? Where are you? He stood up. And then after he stood up, then he sat down again and began to meditate with the same determination, but nothing happened. But nothing happened. It just shows that it's not a mechanical process. We make our effort, and when Krishna wants, he reveals. Then Krishna appeared again in terms of the super soul manifested to him. And then the super soul instructed him that you were not pure and you were incomplete in service. And I have appeared to you and then disappeared just to increase your internal commitment of Krishna consciousness, which is actually the process to see Krishna. The process to see Krishna is our bhava or desire. When that is strong, then Krishna is there. Because Krishna is not a material phenomenon. He's there in our love and devotion. So if we want to see Krishna and be with Krishna and experience right reality, we have to have love and devotion. And therefore Krishna will make all sorts of arrangements to increase our desire and increase our love and devotion. And then there was then the super soul also encouraged him that this intelligence you got to serve me, this buddhi yoga, this conception, this idea that to satisfy Krishna is good, and the faith that satisfying Krishna will actually give us pleasure. Sometimes we fall into Maya because our faith is not strong. We have not yet sufficiently realized that or experienced that. Or we don't have enough faith in the scriptures. But when your faith is strong, you'll understand that that actually is what's sublime to satisfy Krishna. So he told him that intelligence that you have will not be stopped. And you will achieve perfection. So here, in this verse here is beginning, is Narada Muni, after recounting his meeting with the super soul, he's telling Vyasa how he spent the remainder of his life when he contacted the super soul and the realization. And the remainder of his life, he began to chant and hear the glories of the Lord. And he began to, you know, he said he traveled, it said, without formalities of the material world. In other words, there was nothing in his mind but the satisfaction of Krishna by chanting and hearing his glories. There was no other consideration in his mind. You can see by our conditioning and our nature, we have so many other considerations. But just imagine coming to that point where it's like just forgetting everything. Hey Rod, hey Vraja Deva Kage, like the six Goswamis, forgetting everything, just chanting and hearing. I can see how Krishna brings one to that point. I can see how Krishna brings one to that point. If you sincerely execute the vote, he'll bring you to that point where you'll finally make that commitment that there's nothing else to be had in the 14 worlds but the holy name of Krishna, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur said. This temporary material world is full of miseries. Take shelter of the holy name of Krishna as your only business. So he came to that realization. And he began traveling. And he was conducted by one single desire: to go back to Godhead. He was going to chant and hear about Krishna without any concern, just waiting for Krishna's mercy. Just like yesterday, James and myself, we visited this devotee, Radhe Shyam, who's dying of cancer. So you can see how sobering it is that Krishna's put him one desire: to go back to Godhead. It's so focused on his mind. One desire. And giving up all formalities and their only business is to chant and remember the holy name, fame, and pastimes of the Lord, and according to personal capacity to distribute it to others. This is so powerful. And because of that, he was fully satisfied. Because there's no attachment anymore, except that all our pain is our attachments. All our anxiety is our attachments. Even the pain of death is our attachments. When we give up our personal attachments, we're satisfied. Because everything we want is there. What do we want? We want to serve Krishna. And every moment, Krishna is telling us how he wants our service from him. Right? Sometimes Krishna says, I want you here than there. Or I want you to stay here. Or I want you to apologize to this person. Or I want you to speak up boldly. At every moment. Or you're sick, I want you to react in this way. At every moment, Krishna is telling us how he wants. And the devotee is just fixed on Krishna. So he was satisfied. He was not envious. What is envy? Envy means that you're competing with others. He had no desire to suck other people's energies and progress in this world. He had nimatsaranam satam, dharma projita kaitavo tra paramo nimatsaranam satam. Dharma kaitavo, he kicked out all fruit of intention. I want this for myself. I only want for Krishna. He had no envy of people who are getting for themselves and getting more and more, because he had no desire for that. And he was humble. He was humble because he was experiencing Krishna and therefore experiencing himself and therefore devoid of false prestige. So these stories are actually so wonderful. Somehow by Krishna's arrangement there was a break in the Bhagavatam. And therefore, James and myself practically died of starvation. Actually, now that we've started this Bhagavatam, when we are devoid of the Bhagavatam, we both become mad. You do not want to stay one day with James if he's not fed at least an hour and a half of Srimad Bhagavatam. It becomes completely intolerable. Am I correct?
This is true.
Worse than that is staying with me for one day when I am not speaking the Bhagavatam. There's no life. And speaking the Bhagavatam also, it's not just speaking the Bhagavatam. You have to live the Bhagavatam. Otherwise, when you speak it, then you become a hypocrite. So this process of hearing and chanting the Bhagavatam is actually real life. It's real life. Evam Krishna Matir Brahmam Nasaktasya Malatmana Kalapradur Rabhukale tadit so dhamaniyata. And so, O Brahmana Vyasadeva, in due course of time, I, who was fully absorbed in thinking of Krishna, and who therefore had no attachments, being completely freed from all material taints, met with death as lightning and illumination occur simultaneously. So, here it's the word is Krishna Mate. Krishna Mate means this word Mati, something like this. It's also in one verse about Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavati Mati. The Mati, the consciousness of always having devotion for Krishna. That's Krishna consciousness. Bhavatam Mati. I think this word Mati, same word. When you're conscious, he's fully absorbed in Krishna by chanting and hearing. Therefore, he had no material attachments. The life of Narada Muni is so wonderful. He had no material attachments. Prabhupada said, as a very rich man has no hankering for small petty things, so also a devotee of Lord Krishna who is guaranteed to pass on to the kingdom of God, where life is eternal, fully cognizant, and blissful, naturally has no hankerings for petty material things, which are like dolls or shadows of the reality, and without permanent value. So this is the process. You can imagine, like a rich man who has no material hankerings. Right? Just like, you know, Paramananda may be like real excited that he got this. Is this your computer?
No, it's Steve's.
Oh. Okay, let's say you got a new computer, you became really excited, right? But how excited would Bill Gates be with a $2,500 computer? So when you're focusing on Krishna, then all these other things become insignificant. And when that happens, when you have no attachments, then at death, then you immediately accept the spiritual body. Simultaneously, it says, as lightning and illumination occur simultaneously. We're only identifying with the body and not our spiritual being due to attachment. So when you chant, hear about Krishna and give up your attachments, then immediately the spiritual body manifests. So this is what's happening to Narada Muni. Are there any questions so far? Okay, we'll go on. Prayujamane maitam shudham bhagavatim tanum Arabdha karma nirvano nyapatat panchavotika. Having been awarded a transcendental body befitting an associate of the personality of Godhead, I quit the body made of five material elements, and thus all acquired fruit of results of work karma stopped. So I just want to go back in text 23 when the super soul appeared. He promised that this Krishna consciousness, even for a few days, is permanent. When you have that Buddha yoga, when you have that conception that I should satisfy Krishna, it's permanent. And consequently, one who makes a firm commitment in that way, then after quitting the body, he becomes my associate in the transcendental world. So this was the promise that was made. And now he's describing how that promise was made. He was awarded a transcendental body. And the important thing in this verse is it's all discussing the influence of devotional service. See, informed by the personality of God that he would be awarded a transcendental body befitting the Lord's association, Narada got his spiritual body as soon as he quit the material body. And then when you get the spiritual body, then karma finishes. Therefore, change of body means stopping of the reactions of the three qualitative modes of material nature upon the pure devotee. Both. When you stop it, you get a spiritual body. When you get a spiritual body, it completely stops. Because what is a material body? A material body is karma. Karma means, to get Prabhupada said that the definition of karma is to attain a material body by material consciousness. The consciousness that I am the enjoyer, fruit of consciousness. I am the control. By that consciousness, you get a material body. So when you give up that consciousness, what's being described by devotional service, and you give up the consciousness of wanting to enjoy, and rather you develop the consciousness that I want to satisfy Krishna, and that becomes intensified, then the material body is finished. And then certainly when you attain the spiritual body, then karma is completely finished. And then property, even in the same body, it's finished. The body just becomes spiritualized. So let's go on with Narada Muni's. Any questions? It's a wonderful example, Narada Muni's life. It's inspiring.
Kalpanta idamadaya shayanem vasyudanvata shisha yishor anupranam vivishen taraham vabho.
At the end of the millennium, when the personality of Godhead, Lord Narayan, lay down within the water of devastation, Brahma began to enter into him along with all creative elements, and I also entered within his breathing. So, the question that was asked by Vyasadeva is, how did you remember your past life? And this is how he remembered. Because he didn't change bodies. His body was spiritualized. And then because his body was spiritualized, at the end of the millennium, when there's the devastation, he enters into the Lord's breathing. Because he had a spiritual body, it's just like the Lord. See, Narada Muni, now that he's attained the spiritual body, that body doesn't change. So when the cosmic manifestation winds up, he also somehow remains in his spiritual body, and when he comes out again as Narada Muni, that's his spiritual body. His appearance and disappearance are practically on the same level of the Lord. The Lord and his devotees are therefore simultaneously one and different as spiritual entities. They belong to the same category of transcendence. Text 30.
Sahasrayuga paryante utayedam sikrikshita marichi mishra rishaya pranebhyo ham cha jag 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 jire.
After 4,300,000,000 years, that's Brahma's sleep. When Brahma awoke again to create, by the will of the Lord, all the rishis like Marichi, Angira, Atri, and so on, were created from the transcendental body of the Lord, and I also appeared among them. This means, Prabhupada says in the purport, Narada appears in the same transcendental body, just as a man awakes from sleep in the same body. Sri Narada is eternally free to move in all parts of the transcendental and material creations of the Almighty.
Okay, so we'll see here that what's going to be described now is Narada Muni's life, his spiritual. He's describing to Vyasa's spiritual life, and how that spiritual life is actually unrestricted, and that all our restrictions are due to the material body. The body, and there is there's a term in Sanskrit called upadhi. Upadhi means designation. A designation means to put something in one place, right? If you designate something, you're defining it and putting it in one place.
The material body is a designation. It puts you in one place. Sarvapadi Vinir Muktam Upadi. That devotional service means you become free from the upadis, the designations. In Sanskrit also, when a person gets a degree, PhD, they call them upadis. They're your designations. You are this, you are that, you got this degree, you got that degree. The material body, it just puts you in one place. You're a man, you're a woman, you're an American, you're a Russian, you know, you're Italian, your Pitta constitution, your Vata constitution. So many things to just restrict you. Your body just restricts you in so many ways. And Narada Muni has a spiritual body. He's not restricted. Just like if you're American, then you got to get a visa to get into India because you have an American body. If you're an Indian, then you're restricted to go to America. So like that, the body designates one. And we'll see with Narada Muni that he had so much benediction from the Lord that he continuously and lovingly chants Krishna's glories anywhere he wants without restriction. The life of freedom. It's just like a citizen. When he follows the law, then he's free. When he breaks the law, then he's designated. You're in the prison. You can't move. So the material world is like a prison house. Durga means difficult to go. It's difficult to go. So we have material attachments and we get a body. We're in the prison house of the material world. And it's difficult to go. And we're bound. That's why it's called the regulative, in New Bhakti Gita, there's an article, the regulative principles of freedom. You become free from those designations. One time one of my god brothers was captured in Pakistan and put in jail. Then he got released and we waited in Delhi. And when he came to Delhi, we brought him to Vrindavan. He was a very wise and senior Vaishnava, at least at that time. And when he came back, we said, oh, it must have been so terrible in prison house. It must be so terrible in prison house. He said, for one who knows he's not this body, what is the question of being in prison house? The real prison house is the material world. So we'll read about Narada Muni's freedom.
Antabahischa lokam strin. Prayem yaskandita brita anugraham mahavishnur avigata gati kuchit.
Since then, by the grace of the Almighty Vishnu, I traveled everywhere without restriction, both in the transcendental world and in the three divisions of the material world. This is because I am fixed in unbroken devotional service. According to the modes, Prabhupada describes, the mode of goodness, you're in the heavenly planets, you know, ignorance, then you go to the downward planets, passion, you stay here. So you're designated by your modes. You become free from the modes. You're not restricted anywhere. Narada Muni could enter all these planets in both the material and spiritual spheres without restriction, as much as the Almighty Lord is free to move personally in any part of his creation. In the living material world, the living beings are influenced by the three modes of nature, namely goodness, passion, and ignorance. But Sri Narada Muni is transcendental to all these material modes, and thus he can travel everywhere unrestricted. He is a liberated spaceman. The causeless mercy of Lord Vishnu is unparalleled, and such mercy is perceived by the devotees only by the grace of the Lord. And then Narada can enter into the spiritual world. All these other sages, Prabhupada says, rishis like Marichi, etc., they could not, because Narada was the sage of bhakti, and therefore he had the ultimate freedom, which meant that he can even enter the spiritual world. Paramananda, if you really want to be free and you really want to be happy, then you should follow Narada Muni, become devotee. Then there's no restrictions, complete freedom. Traveling around the universe, playing music.
devadattam imam vinam swara brahma vibhushitam murchayitva harikatam kayamanascharam yaham.
And thus I travel, constantly singing the transcendental message of the glories of the Lord, vibrating this instrument called a veena, which is charged with transcendental sound and which was given to me by Lord Krishna. So he's just wandering, doing kirtan on this instrument which was given to him by Krishna. Krishna gave Narada Muni this instrument personally, and this transcendental instrument is identical with Lord Krishna. So it's a manifestation of Lord Krishna's. It's like you sometimes get instruments, and one instrument is better than another. This is the incarnation instrument of Krishna, which plays wonderful sound vibrated by the instrument cannot be material, and therefore the glories and pastimes which are broadcast by the instrument of Narada are also transcendental without a tinge of material inebriety. Do you know the scale?
Sa re ga ma pa.
No. See, he's singing on this. And Prabhupada said, following in the footsteps of Sri Narada Muni, a self-realized soul in the material world should also properly use the sound meters, namely sha, ra, ga, ma, etc., in the service of the Lord by constantly singing the glories of the Lord.
Pragayata savirjani tirta pada priyasava ahuta iva me sigram darshanam yata chetasi.
The Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna, whose glories and activities are pleasing to hear, at once appears on the seat of my heart as if called for, as soon as I begin to chant his glories.
So, when you chant with the sincerity of Narada Muni, then immediately Krishna is present there within the chanting.
And therefore, when the great Vaishnavas, the great Acharyas, would chant the Hare Krishna mantra, within that mantra, within the holy name of Krishna, is all Krishna's forms, all Krishna's qualities, and all Krishna's activities. So all the pastimes of Krishna would appear in their heart.
Purport, the absolute personality of God, it is not different from his transcendental name, form, pastimes, and the sound vibrations thereof. As soon as a pure devotee engages himself in the pure devotional service of hearing, chanting, and remembering the name, fame, and activities of the Lord, at once becomes visible to the transcendental eyes of the pure devotee by reflecting himself on the mirror of the heart by spiritual television. Immediately he's in the heart. Therefore, a pure devotee who is related with the Lord in loving transcendental service can experience the presence of the Lord at every moment.
Then Prabhupada talks about the natural psychology. We like to hear our glories. So that psychology is originally there in Krishna. And therefore he becomes attracted when someone with devotion chants his glories.
Narada chants the glorification of the Lord not for his personal benefit, but because the glorifications are identical with the Lord.
Narada Muni penetrates into the presence of the Lord by transcendental chanting. He penetrates into the Lord's presence by his chanting. What a success story from a maidservant who didn't even know who his father was. Just by the association of the Bhaktivedantas.
So Narada now, in the next verses, Narada is going to give instructions to Vyasa again. He's going to emphasize this chanting. Etadyatura chitanam matra sparseshchayamuhu babasindu plavodvistu harichayanu varnanam.
It is personally experienced by me that those who are always full of cares and anxieties due to desiring contact of the senses with their objects can cross the ocean of nescience on a most suitable boat the constant chanting of the transcendental activities of the personality of Godhead. We have to have faith in this, that we can cross over everything, all anxieties, just by the constant chanting of the Lord's glories. So this purport is interesting by Prabhupada, as they all are. So he describes how it's just natural thinking, feeling, and willing. We're sentient. But when you discuss subjects to satisfy your own senses, then you never become satisfied. On the contrary, you become full with care and anxieties. This is called maya, or what is not. That which cannot give them satisfaction is accepted as an object of satisfaction. So therefore, we don't have to stop chanting and hearing, we just have to change the subject matter. And we change the subject matter to the glorification of Krishna, then we become completely satisfied. So Narada Muni, by his personal experience, says that satisfaction for such frustrated beings engaged in sense gratification is to chant always the activities of the Lord. The point is that the subject matter only should be changed. No one can check the thinking activities of a living being, nor the feeling, willing, or working process. But if one wants actual happiness, one must change the subject matter only. Instead of talking of the politics of a dying man, one might discuss the politics administered by the Lord himself. Instead of relishing activities of the cinema artists, one can turn his attention to the activities of the Lord. That's what's so nice in India. Like here, right? You want to watch all these, Simpsons, I don't know, South Street. You're telling me all the nonsense you do. Seinfeld, things like this, right? But in India, that same intensity that you feel is for watching the Mahabharata. We're crazier for watching the Mahabharata and the Ramayana than the people in America are for watching these things. And when you're in India, you also become crazy for these things. Even in the Vrindavan temple, when they had the Ramayana series on between 10 and 11, you wouldn't see anybody. No, practically it wasn't even a pujari left. Everyone was outside someplace to watch the Mahabharata. Even when we went on parikram in Barsana, and we came to that one sacred place where they have that sadhu's ashram, his name is Ramesh Baba. And outside there was one television on with him sitting and all his 200 disciples as we're coming on parikram path. And they're all watching the Krishna series that's on television. So what you said, hey, we got to do these things. We have to do them in connection with Krishna. They're watching the Krishna series. And then when the commercials come on, he would shut the TV off and they'd have kirtan. We just have to change the subject. So he's describing Narada Muni from his personal experience here. As another note, in 33, Narada, when he chanted, Lord immediately appeared. For others, by our chanting, we can cross over nations. And Narada Muni is recommending this because he personally experienced it himself. And this is what Narada does. Therefore, he chants. Just like, you know, you have music, you like to have music, but have you ever heard a tape that is nice as that Sanatan Das tape I played? You answer, Pramananda.
No.
Seriously.
That's a great tape.
It's unbelievable. So therefore, Prabhupada said, we're not just spreading a religion, we're spreading a culture. Therefore, our centers have to provide all these things so that we become captured by the subject of Krishna. And if we don't do that, then people get captured by the subjects of Maya. And what is the result? Only anxiety. By doing so, the conditioned soul will gradually be promoted to the transcendental position and easily cross the ocean of nescience, the source of all miseries. This is stated from personal experience by such an authority as Sri Narada Muni. And we can have the same experience also if we begin to follow in the footsteps of the great sage, the dearmost devotee of the Lord. 35.
Yamadibir yogapatai kamalobhahato mahu mukunda sevayayadvat tatma dasa samyati.
Oh, we chanted that. This tape was off.